أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at exiled corner or naughty corner. Today we will look at Surah Al-Ma'un. This is Surah number 107. Often translated as the daily necessity. But Ma'un, in essence, is something so insignificant that you wouldn't suffer a loss if you gave it away. And the focus of this surah is the profile of one who denies the deen, and we'll translate that, in essence, the divine way of life, and who denies accountability. In a nutshell, if we were to translate deen, it's the way of life with accountability. The primary meaning of deen is rooted in reward and retribution. And since religion is bound by rules and regulations designed to assign reward or retribution, they're also incorporated in religion. On that basis, a country's constitution, their rules and regulation, can be interpreted as deen as well. So Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen the one who denies the deen? In other words, have you seen the one who belies the fact that he is accountable? I'll paraphrase it again. Do you see the one who denies the true religion, the true way of living and conduct? Deen could also refer to the day of Qiyamah, which is the belief that regulates our conduct. And the term used for denial here is qadhab, which is to declare the truth as a lie, in contrast to kufr, which is to reject or hide the truth. Now the first characteristic of this person is فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. He is the one who will reject the orphan or rebuke the orphan. Historically, many people were specifically identified in connection with the revelation of this surah, including Abu Sufyan. These were those who pushed away the orphans, those who were the most vulnerable in society, despite having immense wealth. Yadu'u refers to intimidate someone by pushing them away. And then the second quality, وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And they do not encourage the feeding of the poor. So neither do they help, nor do they encourage others to do so. Miskeen is a person who even gives up on being a faqir. A faqir is a needy person. In other words, his faqr or his poverty has caused him to give up any rest or comfort, and he's reached a point where he has no aspirations. So the ayah points to the fact that they don't even give the poor their basic lawful right. And then the third quality, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ. So woe, destruction to those who pray, those who are neglectful in their salah, and those who pray only to be seen. And it starts with a warning to all of us who pray. The very fact that a human being prays should be enough to reflect on the fact that with salah goes its manifestation of mercy to creation. So if, as a musalli, one who regularly prays, we rebuke the orphan or denies those who need even their basic rights, then the salah is not a salah. The two qualities are they are neglectful in their salah. In other words, they don't give importance to the salah and they pray only to be seen. They miss the essence of salah, performing it as outer movements for others to see. And finally, the fourth characteristic, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. They refuse ma'un, the daily necessities, the smallest useful thing. Ma'un also literally means the plate upon which food is served. By implication, it means even the smallest of useful articles. When I speak to children, I tell them that they won't even give the newspaper in which their fish and chips are wrapped. So the surah indicates that the two main characteristics of those who believe are one, they have a connection with divinity in salah, and their salah, their connection with divinity, is manifested in their action, in how they're connected with humanity. That means they share. Salah and humanitarianism are interlinked. So let's summarize the surah. It talks about the denial of deen, and that is manifested in an apathy towards helping others and praying only to impress others. So there's five qualities, three in regards to humanity and two with divinity. The three in regards to humanity are, they reject those who don't have a social standing. Number two, not only do they not give or feed the poor, they don't even motivate others or encourage others to do that. The third humanitarian act is, they even refuse the smallest acts of kindness. Now the two that are connected with divinity is, they have no spiritual connection in salah. It is either a habit, it's either an empty ritual, or as and when they want. And finally, they only pray to be seen. So the chapter is a pretty clear message. Woe to those who turn to God in this fashion, for it is nothing but religious pretense. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be constant in our salah, to know that there is a known right in our wealth, and to affirm accountability. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ